The California Public Utilities Commission, which regulates driverless taxis companies, is set to approve the unlimited expansion of Waymo and Cruise autonomous taxis now operating in the city. This would mean that they could operate 24/7 as fare-charging taxi companies with a fleet of unlimited size on freeways, city streets, rural roads, and other roadways. Steve Zeltzer is an activist and member of the United Front Committee for Labor Party. He and other activists met outside the California Public Utilities office in San Francisco Thursday to voice their opposition to the expansion of self-driving taxi service in the city. Zeltzer says that if the CPUC approves the expansion, it could cost jobs.
Well, thousands of people could lose their jobs. They want to expand it to Los Angeles. They want to expand it to New York. We're talking potentially millions of jobs. Drivers, truck drivers, the Teamsters are against this. AI is used by the billionaires as a dangerous thing because all they're looking to is how they can make profits by getting rid of workers.
Edward Escobar is the founder of the Alliance for Independent Workers. He says the expansion of this technology and artificial intelligence not only causes problems for drivers, but it could affect public transport services.
When you privatize transportation, who suffers? You have seniors, disabled, students. All these folks cannot afford to get into a very fancy self-driving autonomous vehicle. These folks are going to be displaced. What options are they going to have? Because they will decrease the bus service. They will decrease other forms of public transportation.
Several city officials, such as Mayor London Breed herself, but also the fire department, the Police Officers Association, and the Deputy Sheriff's Association, have expressed concern about the safety of these vehicles and their impact on the environment. Escobar says these vehicles have not yet been perfected and have caused several accidents and traffic disruptions blocking the emergency services.
The autonomous vehicle technology is premature right now. It is not sufficiently developed. These vehicles are stopping and blocking emergency vehicles where they have to break the window in order to gain control of the vehicle. They've been known to run over pets. For those of you who have pets, those are family members of yours that you care and love about. They run over pets. They run over people. There's a lot of injuries. A lot of bicyclists in San Francisco that tragically get hit by these vehicles.
According to the San Francisco County Transportation Authority, Waymo's AI-operated vehicles were involved in collisions with injuries reported at a rate 1.3 times higher than the national average of human-driven vehicles. Waymo said in a statement that its data to date has shown no collisions involving pedestrians or cyclists. The company said that the city's comments included false information and mischaracterized the company's safety record. Waymo has requested a formal correction from San Francisco officials. Hannah Lindau is a Cruise spokesperson. She said the company is proud of its safety record. The CPUC has created a draft resolution of the expansion proposal. It is set to vote on it on July 13th. If it passes, San Francisco will be the first city in the world to provide this kind of driverless transport service. Los Angeles and other cities are also considering approving driverless taxis. For KPFA in San Francisco, I'm Gilles Martel.